Okay, this is part two. Our first interview got interrupted with Deion Williams Harrison and David Williams, our interview, so we will continue. So, can you tell me about your grandparents or your great-grandparents or even your parents?
My grandparents was passed on. I don't remember my father's grandmother. I saw my father's father one time. He was in bed, he was sick, and I was about 2 or 3 years old. I don't remember too much about him.
Yeah, so you were pretty young.
Yes.
So what about your parents then? So tell me something about your parents. What were your parents like?
I do remember my mama's mother. And my parents, they were very, very, they cared about the kids.
Oh,
my parents cared
so
about all the kids.
So they were nurturing, like
they
was took
really,
care of everybody.
Really took care of everybody. They made sure that we had what we needed.
Mm-hmm.
My mom would make us shirts. And she'd make our clothing, and she made sure that we had food and we had plenty to eat. They really took care of us. I can say that we were not neglected at all. We had all kind of food. Money was scarce. We didn't have money, but we were never hungry.
We had love.
We had family love. My mama would read us stories. My father, he would just sit there like one of the kids and listen to my mama. She was a reader. She made sure that we was okay.
That's good. Okay. How has your life been different than how you imagined it would be when you were young? So when you were a kid, did you imagine your life to be a certain way? And so is it different from how you imagined it to be?
Yes, it's very different because I grew up on a farm. And I thought that I was gonna be a farmer for the rest of my life. That's all I knew. I didn't think that I ever leave the farm.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think that I was gonna venture out of Georgia, you know? So yeah, it's a lot different, and I didn't imagine I'd be where I am today.
Okay. I always thought you'd be taking care of the animals, huh?
Yeah, I always thought that. I was going to be on the farm. I thought that was it because that's all we knew at that time was farm work. Even if you got a little job on the side, it was farm work. So I just thought they were going to be farming all the time.
Okay. Well, and how would you like to be remembered?
I like to be remembered as just me. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't do nothing to make no records. No, didn't sing no songs, but I want to be remembered as giving,
mm-hmm.
giving and doing what I could do for others, whether it hurt or what, but I'd do what I could do. And just remember me as David.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of that, do you have any favorite childhood memories when you were kids?
Oh, we had all kinds.
One particular that sticks out that's like a childhood memory of yours?
Yes, Christmas.
Christmas?
I think Christmas would be the biggest memory I ever had.
Okay.
I was 13 before Mom told us there was no Santa Claus. We couldn't believe it. That was our biggest day of the year was Christmas. And we got all the memories. Yeah, I got all kind of childhood memories about Christmas.
So she told y'all there was no Christmas. She told y'all at 13 years old that there was no Christmas. She told you on Christmas Day?
Yep, Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve.
With no Santa Claus.
And how did you react to that?
We couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it. It was just like the bottom dropped out.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't have regrets. That's one thing that I can say I'm blessed with, not having regrets. Mm-hmm. I think everything was for the good.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it, you know. Everything was for the good. Because I might not be here today if I had regrets.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like I'm blessed. And everything that I went through, I think it was for the good.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good. So what are your hopes and wishes for me and for my children?
Okay, I hope that you all have the best of health. Mm-hmm. And I can see now that you all are on the right path. And just keep talking to the children and, you know, and encourage them. Mm-hmm. Encourage your husband and encourage each child. And I just hope y'all have good health.
Good.
That's more than anything that you can have.
Yeah, it sure is.
And get a chance to see your children do something in their adulthood. Get a chance to see your children get grown like I did.
Okay.
Yeah. That's the blessing.